A soft breeze shimmers through a beech woodland, whispering through the branches and sending ripples and eddies through the treetop canopy. Autumn has begun. The bottle green leaves are losing their shine as the sap starts to descend to be stored in the roots, and the trees prepare for the winter ahead. The wind picks up and the valley fills with the white noise of thousands of snapping branches and quivering leaves. It's the end of August and we're walking through the dramatic Hope Valley in the gritstone uplands of the Dark Peak. To the north are the rugged towering slopes of Kinder Scout, and to the south the dramatic skyline of Mam Tor. The hillsides are blanketed with heather, the vibrant purple just starting to brown, and a patchwork of green and yellowing bracken. Down in the valley, the wind calms and we hear the chattering trill of a single blue tit. Food is plentiful at the moment. Hedgerows are flecked with berries, the luminous scarlet of rosehips, the darker crimson of the hawthorn, and shiny blackberries hidden behind thorny brambles. The liquid, melodic whistle of a robin cuts through the air, the song more muted than in the spring. Nesting time is over and there is no need to find a mate. But they are still very busy. Resident birds have to make the most of this autumnal harvest to build their fat stores and prepare for the lean winter months. It has rained in the night and the stream that we are following brings cold, fresh water from the high moorlands above. Bubbling through the cascade of gritstone boulders and rocks, it carries the smoky scent of peat and the ozone tan of mountain air. The forlorn bleating of a sheep follows us as we scramble to the top of a gully. Above us, swifts perform an impossible dance in continuous flight. They skim through the air in search of insects and airborne spiders to give them strength for their imminent southerly migration. Two kestrels hover nearby, searching the ground for mice and beetles, the haunting keen of their cry echoing through the valley. We have dropped back down into the beech woodland above the village of Edale. The wind is rising again, whipping through the leaves and bringing the promise of change. The leaves are holding on firmly for now, but in a few weeks' time, as we move deeper into autumn, the wind will snatch them from the branches to form a golden bronze carpet on the woodland floor below, and this landscape will be transformed once more. A seasonal reminder that the only constant in life is change.